96.1 KZL, Rolling Stones, Mark and John. It is 8:08 and a little rundown interview alley. We are connecting now with Lawrence Gowan of Styx. Good morning.
Hello there, Mark and John. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. Glad to have you on the show.
Well, glad to be here. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Do you prefer Lawrence or Larry?
You can go either way. I answer to many names. Long before I joined Styx, over 18 years ago, I just went by one name because back in the 80s when I first put out my records, I think you were only allowed one name back then.
Yeah, well, Sting.
Lawrence or Larry,
Prince.
Fine.
Yeah, all right.
Madonna.
Right. Yeah. All the big acts.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to start with this because I think, and I want to get your take on it. You, sir, as I looked up on Wikipedia and was just kind of glancing over your extensive bio, which is very, very, I mean, it's just incredible. But I noticed right off the bat, you were born November 22nd, 1956. I was born November 22nd, 1956.
Is this Mark or John?
That's Mark.
This is Mark. You and I, as John Boy said, you know, friends from another mother, brothers from another mother,
right,
and all that kind of thing.
Right.
Is that wild?
Mark, imagine. Can you imagine that? And what city were you born in?
Oregon City, Oregon, which is about 100 miles.
I was born in Glasgow, Scotland on that day. What a day in American history and
Scottish history.
Actually, last year I read a book by Stephen King called 11/22/63.
I read it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I remember my 7th birthday and what unfolded on that day.
Yeah.
And then a few months later, the Beatles came to America and changed everyone's life.
Absolutely.
Changed mine, and I wasn't even born yet.
As a matter of fact, I'm reading that new Beatles book, Dreaming the Beatles, which is kind of interesting and made me think. I said to John earlier, I just wanted to ask Lawrence for a second about the Beatles. I loved your rendition of I Am the Walrus, and John was saying, what, are you going to ask Styx about the Beatles?
Right.
But my point
is... We love Styx. Can you play more Beatles, though?
But my point is that I love it when bands like Styx, big bands, you know, put their feel on a song. I would have loved it if the Beatles did, you know, Come Sail Away or something. So
that would have been cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked your rendition.
You know, it is a cool thing. It was in 2004. We were invited to play at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Festival in Dallas that year. And J.Y., the night before, he'd heard me play I Am the Walrus. And the night before the show, he said, we should play something really outside what everyone else is going to play, you know, because all these phenomenal blues artists were on that show, obviously, but to connect to Clapton. So we did a Styx rendition of I Am the Walrus right in the middle of the show, and it went out live on radio, and there were a ton of requests suddenly came into the station to hear it again. And as a result, we made a full album of us doing songs that we felt, you know, had a huge impact on us as individual musicians and perhaps ultimately would comprise the sound that is the ever-evolving sound of Styx. So that's how we wound up doing an album called Big Bang Theory, which preceded the television show. And since then, the first new album of original material is the one that's coming out on Friday, June 16th, this Friday, and that's Styx The Mission. So... That's how I can quickly stitch together I Am the Walrus with this new Styx album.
Well, and we're very excited about it. We've been playing a couple of the songs from the new album.
Gone, Gone, Gone is great, and we love Radio Silence.
Thank you very much. That's great to hear that you guys are playing it, because we know that's one of the challenges, you know, with classic rock radio is how much can you embrace the new stuff, because it's by its very nature, does that really make it classic? So But thank you very much for playing it, because we stayed focused on trying to make this record sound like it was as much in the same heritage and lineage of the great Styx albums in the 70s. And to that end, we recorded it as if we were living in 1979 on analog gear and used, you know, recorded to tape and everything that we could possibly do before all the technology, you know, kind of engulfed the whole world.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, if anything, you guys, it's like it's like it came from back in the 70s and 80s. This is like so true to the heritage of Styx. It could have been recorded back then, and it sounds phenomenal right now. I mean, it's just so true to the nature of Styx. It sounds unmistakably Styx-like, and you guys just completely crushed it. Good job.
Well, you couldn't say better words, because that really was the focus, and the intention was to kind of realize that what people are loving about the band, you know, one of the many aspects of it, you know, obviously the great songs over the years, but they love that classic rock era, and I mean people of all ages now. You know, our shows are, there's as many 16-year-olds as there are 60-year-olds in the audience.
Yeah.
On any given night, you know, for a Styx show, and they obviously love that sound, and why wouldn't they? All those albums that were made in that era, just, you know, have you know, they've stood the test of time, the ultimate test, and so we tried to make a record that connected as seamlessly as possible to that era.
He did a darn good job.
It's 8:14. We're speaking with Lawrence Gowan, keyboardist for Styx. They're going to play on June 20th, Sunlight Supply Amphitheater. We can't wait, with REO Speedwagon and Don Felder. That must be a fun lineup with a band like Styx and all the history, and then just, hey, teaming up with REO, and here comes Don Felder. How much fun is that?
Yeah, it's way too much fun. It should absolutely be illegal. But there's four hours, you know, of classic rock. So first, you know, the night starts with about 10 of the biggest Eagles songs you've ever heard that Don was, you know, part of creating. And then we'll flip between whether it's REO Speedwagon next or Styx. We always flip for the middle spot or the end spot. It doesn't matter, because then there's another, you know, 3 hours of music that everyone knows and loves and has, you know, had a great impact on their life. And it's a fantastic, you know, way to it's the greatest form of entertainment I've ever known, is a great live rock show, and to have a triple bill like that,
man,
and to be part of that is too much fun.
We've just got a couple of seconds left. What's your favorite Styx song to play on stage? What do you just, man, every time it hits, you love it?
Renegade, you know, and it's because I don't have to sing that one. Tommy sings it towards the end of the night, and it's a chance for me to witness the fact that the audience just, it's amazing to see the emotional peak that they're at by the time we play that song. And it's the same around the world. Wherever we play, you know, the audiences are different at first. Like, you know, an audience in Washington State is different from an audience in Sweden, obviously, you know. And it's amazing, though, by the time we get to Renegade, just how alike those audiences are. You can see the same kind of fever pitches in their faces, and the look of what music does to them, and you know what these Styx songs mean to them is evident, and it's very uniting, and it's a very uplifting feeling. So Renegade is my choice.
A very universal language, understood by all.
Absolutely. I got a chance to see you guys perform at the Oregon Garden in 2010, and that was my first time seeing you on stage. And I was just absolutely blown away by your performance. You just captured the essence of those great old songs on some vocals that, as a singer myself, I mean, trying to sing some of those Styx songs, good job, bro. I mean, you're doing great, man. I'm so proud of you.
And I appreciate you saying that very much. Thank you very much.
You've got to be absolutely, I mean, how cool is that? You're freaking in Styx, dude.
Yeah.
I do kind of pinch myself every once in a while, you know, actually not to the point where I call the police, but basically I know how fortunate I was to come into this band and to be embraced into it. And really, the songs, everyone sings these songs.
Yeah.
They're so well known.
Right.
And, you know, there's not really one way of singing it. The lyrics come out in a sincere way, no matter who sings the song. There's a personal connection to it, and so I try to kind of, you know, connect to the spirit of that every night when I'm on stage with the band, and just let the songs entertain the people as much as possible.
Lawrence, I know you're on a tight schedule. For just closing seconds, thanks for being such a gentleman, a great musician. We look forward to the show locally here, and thanks for being on our show.
It's going to be great to play that show in Ridgefield, and thank you so much for playing the new songs from the Mission. We're really excited about it, and trying to keep this Styx epic adventure unfolding for as many years possible.
Well,
thank you, Mark and John. And happy birthday if I don't see you before then, Mark.
You too, brother. Were you born in the morning or night? I was 8:30 in the morning.
I was 7:30 at night.
So you probably at the same time, considering the time difference between Scotland and Oregon.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
Lawrence, all our best, and keep rocking. And here comes Gone, Gone, Gone with Styx. KZ Rocks.